It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon and welcome to Bearcat Arena. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team getting set to take on the Avila Eagles in a non-conference tune-up before getting back to MIAA play coming up this weekend in Oklahoma. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Gorder. And Matt, when we last talked, it was Fort Hays State, an overtime win for the Northwest Missouri State men, a game which they played well the entire way, but I thought one of the good things that came out of that, despite giving up a three at the buzzer to center in overtime, they were able to regroup, come out, and take care of things in overtime against the Tigers.
Yeah, and I really think one big key there is we talked about how we had seen Fort Hays State in person because they were here for that classic that first weekend. Of course, Northwest did not play them, but we saw two games Hays play, and they really did not play well. So it's easy to possibly go into a game like that with the mentality of, hey, you know, they're just probably not a real good team right now, but they made some pretty good improvements in just a short few weeks and really played good basketball. So I like how Northwest came out and played in that game, didn't take Fort Hays State for granted, because I think if they had, they ended up with a loss on that Saturday afternoon. So I really think it was a good job all around by the Bearcats, coming out ready to play and playing hard even into OT.
And it really made the Christmas break a little bit better for the Bearcats.
That's absolutely right. We talked about the long break after the Pittsburgh State loss, and they had to kind of sit on that one for about a week and a half or so, and it just makes it tough to keep your focus, especially for the first few games, or first few practices, I should say, into that break. But now they get to time it perfectly. They had a long break with a good win under their belt during that break. Now they get their feet under them before they get right back to action in Oklahoma this weekend.
Yeah, it's really tough for basketball teams if you have the break for finals and then you've got another break for Christmas to really keep momentum going through. It was built up early in December. So, again, it's something all teams have to deal with, but the Bearcats have really dealt with it pretty well up to this point.
Well, I like how the schedule has played out for Northwest. They played some tough teams early on in the non-conference and got a good feel for what they've got this year, what they need to work on, what they can do well. And then they've had a couple of NAIA schools that are mixed in to where they get their legs back under them. They don't need to be tested right now in a non-conference game. They just need to get on the game floor, get a game mentality back in their minds before they get back into MIAA play.
And it's Northwest and Avila, a men's non-conference game at Bearcat Arena on this New Year's Eve. We'll be back and have more for you in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keene, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Open 24 hours, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Watkins True Value. Located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value. And from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or 816-806-7777. And from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or PittsAutoBody.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena on the Northwest Missouri State Campus. Along Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. The Northwest Bearcat men's basketball team coming in 8-2 on the season. They're 1-1 in MIAA play. Avila comes in with a 5-7 overall record. They're 0-3 in the Heart of America Conference in the NAIA. For Matt Gorder, this is an Avila team that's played a lot of teams at very close games and actually coming off a big win against the Division II school in Rutgers.
And not just a win, but a double-digit victory as well in that matchup. So that's good. You know it's going to be good competition for the Bearcats. Even when you play the smaller schools, you still want as good a competition as possible. You don't want it to be a cakewalk, and it sounds like there's a potential that Avila could provide that here this evening.
When you look at their roster, they've got quite a bit of height for an NAIA squad as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and you don't usually see that type of size, and if you do, it's maybe one guy, and they've got a couple of guys that have some pretty good size out there. As you take a look down there, you can't tell a whole lot of what they can do with that size just yet, but it's at least there, and we'll see how they're able to use it tonight. My guess is that's probably one of the reasons they had some success against Rutgers.
And again, we'll hear more about Avila as well as the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats coming up next. We'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from the city of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from East Hill Shopping Center at Belden Frederick and St. Joseph, East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregame as we're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, when we last talked, it was the postgame after an exciting overtime win for your team with a big win in a conference matchup with Fort Hays State.
Oh, yeah, we played as good as we possibly could in that game throughout until the last about 5 minutes. And then obviously didn't put their foot on their throat, and they came back, and we added some excitement for the people that were at the game and went into overtime and were able to beat them there. But I was pleased with our kids' composure throughout the game, and even once we did go into overtime, did an excellent job of maintaining that composure. Tonight will be a different challenge, well-coached team, and we're going to have to be ready to go.
When you look at Avila from a size standpoint, they've got quite a bit of size on their roster.
They do. They've got good players. They're very, very well coached. They're very disciplined. They'll play hard. They're tough. I mean, they're a very good basketball team. They're probably the best NAI that we've played up to this point. And we're going to have to be ready with only 2 days of practice. Obviously kids are still, some of them seem to still be on break. So it'll be a tough contest. I mean, we're going to have to be ready to go.
When you to kind of go along with the point you're making about the Avila is coming off a win as well over a Division II team in Rutgers.
Yeah, and I think they beat them by 12 or something like that. And then obviously They've competed with a lot of ranked NAIA teams, and they're just an excellent team. I mean, they're going to compete, they're going to press, they're going to pressure, they're going to run their stuff, and obviously they've got an All-American on their team as well from last season. So we're going to have our hands full.
And what are some of the things you might try to do to counterbalance that?
You've got to eliminate their easy stuff. I think we say that every game, but it holds true. You've got to eliminate their transition buckets, eliminate anything easy, just them getting angles on us in the half court, and then obviously box out, and I think we should be okay.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back at the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Veer Toller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services is online at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at maryvillemo.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Jocksnitch Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jocksnitch offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at jocksnitch.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Ryan Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info available at 562-7562 or maryvillemorealestate.net. Support also comes from Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at 1st and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. Also from Store of Colors at 1st and Main in Maryville and on the North Belt Highway in St. Joseph. The Store of Colors supplies Benjamin Moore paint, flooring, window treatments, framing, and painting supplies. More at storeofcolors.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back at Bearcat Arena on this New Year's Eve, Northwest and Evelyn. A non-conference game here at Bearcat Arena with tip-off scheduled at 5 o'clock. Let's check the starting lineups. First of all, for Northwest Missouri State, the same lineup they've gone with throughout this season. Justin Pitts is their nose guard, a 5'9 freshman out of Blue Springs, averaging 17 points and 4 rebounds a game. He also leads the MIAA in shooting percentage at 59.6%. Also at a guard spot, Matt Wallace, a 6'1 senior out of Bellevue, Nebraska, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. At a forward, Connor Cooker, a 6'2 junior from Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Valley North, averaging 14 points and 4 rebounds a game. Another forward is Zach Snyder, a 6'7 sophomore from Prairie Village, Kansas, averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds a game. For Evelyn, at 5-7 on the season, under head coach Rodney Perry, who's in his 6th season as the head coach of the Eagles, they'll be starting Cedric Johnson, a 6'1 junior from Tulsa, Oklahoma, He had 28 points in their win over Rockhurst, and that was one away from a season high for Johnson. He's averaging 20 on the season and 5 rebounds. Also at a guard is Jeremy Finnell, a 5'9 junior of Olathe, Kansas, and a transfer from Cali County Community College, averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. At a forward is Keith Taylor, a 6'6 senior from Beverly Hills, California, averaging 5 points and 6 rebounds a game. He missed a couple of games due to a concussion earlier this season. Also at a forward is Brandon Marilla, a 6'2 senior at Lee Summit, Missouri, in Blue Springs South, averaging 14 points and 3 rebounds a game. He had 20 points in that win over Rockhurst. And inside is Tom Lubinjak, a 6'8 junior from Croatia, and averaging just about a point a game and no rebounds per contest. That's the way the lineups look. Northwest and Avila, we'll be back. Get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. Also from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville, KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers a daily buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor riverwalk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest units and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. As Northwest getting ready to face Avila University in a non-conference game, a final tune-up before the MIAA season gets going in full force this weekend, as Northwest will travel to Edmond, Oklahoma to face Central Oklahoma Saturday afternoon, and then on Monday evening, they've got games in Tahlequah, Oklahoma with Northeastern State. From here on out, it's going to be MIAA play after tonight's non-conference game with Avila.
Yeah, and I tell you what, that's so exciting. We just know every night you're going to have a good game in the MIAA. I mean, you may see some double-digit wins here and there, but usually that's because teams are making free throws down the stretch to open it up. The quality of basketball in the MIAA is, and really a lot of athletics, is just so great that it's really exciting to know that that's what we've got to look forward to from here through the end of February on into early March, is Northwest playing MIAA opponents. It sure is going to be fun.
One note that we might pass along concerning football, a good honor for Northwest assistant head coach and defensive coordinator Rich Wright, as he's been named the 2014 Division II Coordinator of the Year.
Yeah, it's well-deserved, more than well-deserved. Coach Wright has put on some great defenses for several years at Northwest Missouri State. It's nice to see him get some recognition. We all knew he was the coordinator of the year around here, and so to see him get the national recognition is definitely neat.
Again, we're about right for the tip-off of this men's non-conference game between Northwest and Avila. But before we get to the tip-off, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. Afternoon with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, we talked a little bit earlier about the MIAA season getting rolling on Saturday afternoon with Central Oklahoma, not only for the men, but also the women. Women coming off a loss to Fort Hays State in their last game, but I thought even though it was a loss, we saw some positive things come out of that game for Coach Michael Smith.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we've seen that team, for the most part, playing hard this year. They just need some things to kind of string together, I guess you could say. We've seen players play well at times, but not all of them playing well at the same time, that sort of thing. We've seen some glimpses out of this team of being a really good basketball team, and I think that's something by the end of the season we'll hopefully eventually see. But, you know, they've been working hard over the break to get to that point. They've still got a couple more weeks without having to worry about classes to continue to work, and that's just it. Right now, it's a part of the process. Will they win an MIAA championship this year? Probably not. But if you're going to eventually win championships, you got to work through this process that Coach Smith is going through right now.
I think the thing that he was most pleased with in that game was they really came out and implemented the game plan that they wanted to from the opening tip to the end, especially on defense, doing a good job stopping the big inside player for Fort Hays State. And he liked the way they stuck with the game plan. It's just a matter of, getting a few more points on the board.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And see, we've seen some times where they've struggled offensively. They've made a switch to the offense, trying to tweak some things to maybe get some more production offensively. I think they're ahead of their offense in their defensive play. We've seen that at times, but you know, they just need to get some confidence, get some shots to go down. We've seen some open looks not going down and, that sort of thing. I think if they hit a few shots, they have a couple of games where they put some points on the board. It's something that will grow and come consistently for them as the season goes on.
Yeah, and a New Year's Eve game here this afternoon and early evening, a good way to get your New Year's Eve off to a good start here.
Yeah, can't complain. Love the home New Year's Eve games. We've had a few of those that we've been on the road for. It's a lot more fun to be in Maryville for it.
Well, that is certainly true. We've got officials for today's game, Kelly Groom, along with Robert Felder and Jeremiah Payton, and we are ready to go. The tip is up and controlled by Avila as they go from our right to our left. Johnson across the timeline, up between the circles. Looks on the right side and goes high post with the pass as they find Lubinyak. Down to the free throw line left to Murillo. Murillo back left side and gets it to Taylor. Taylor near the free throw line at the elbow on the left side. Goes cross court right side for Lubinyak. Now on the right side to the right baseline. Trying to spin into the lane with it. And out right side with it. In the right corner is Murillo and brings it out front. Pass is stolen and it is picked up by Northwest. Matt Wallace steps in front of the pass, and he'll take it across midcourt from our left to our right as the Northwest men in their home white uniform with the green numerals and trim. Wallace goes left side for Kozad, who steps out to help out. He's out and gives it left side and finds Pitts. Pitts to the left corner, now left side pass on the wing, gets it to Snyder. Now to Pitts between the circles, looking at man-to-man defense out of the Eagles. Dribbles left side. Cross-court right-side pass, finds Kirker. Kirker to the free-throw line, kicks it back left-side, pitch the long three off the front of the rim, and a long rebound at the elbow left-side to Johnson, and Johnson across the timeline through the lane. To the bucket, lays it up, misses the layup, and the rebound Northwest. Wallace with the board, and the Cats from our left to our right. Wallace pushes it down the left side, out between the circle, Snyder. Now to Kirker on the left wing. Kirker out with the top of the key, goes left-side for Snyder. The three off the front of the rim, no, and the rebound pulled down by Johnson for Avila. And they push it down the floor on the right side. With it on the right wing is Murillo. Murillo with the dribble into the right corner is double team. Out from right side for Lubinyak. They go on the left wing, Johnson. Johnson trapped out front with Kozad and Wass. Goes out to Taylor. Now right side to the free throw line is Murillo. As they work the weave to Johnson out front with 10 on the shot clock. Johnson dribbles left side, to the left wing, pulls up, takes the 15-foot jumper off the front of the rim. Another putback by Taylor misses, and the rebound underneath the bucket goes to Pitts for Northwest. Pitts with the right-handed dribble across the timeline. Between the circles, accelerates to the free throw line, bounce pass high left side for Kozad. Ball loose, and it's controlled by the Eagles. Fennell across the timeline left. Takes it left wing, guarded by Pitts. Fennell out of Olathe, Kansas. Now front for Lubinyak, who throws it away. Wanted to go to Johnson, who cut toward the bucket. The pass behind him out of bounds right to the Bearcat sideline.
Both of these teams with a lot of pressure defensively. We may see a low-scoring one here this evening.
Neither team scored yet. 17-35 left in the first half. Left side is Crooker to the baseline. Has a little trouble. The ball slapped off his thigh and goes out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest.
Crooker kind of grabbing at his right hand there as the ball was swatted at. Yeah, looks like they may have to pop that one back into place. Ouch.
Woods comes in to take his place, Anthony Woods. Pitch will inbound, baseline right for Northwest. Lobs it all the way out front, chased down by Woods near the timeline. Dribbles right side. Pass pass low right for Kozad. Turns, faces the bucket. Finds cutting on the baseline. Wallace. Wallace in the lane. Kicks it back out front for Snyder. They swing at left side. Pitts on the wing. The three good. Pitts knocks down the three. He's second in the MIAA in threes made this season. And Northwest Missouri State up 3-0. Johnson on the left side. Cedric Johnson hooks the pass to the baseline left for Taylor. Drives the baseline but steps on the baseline as Kozad came over to cut it off. And the ball belongs to Northwest. Again, the Cats in their home white uniforms for Avila and black uniforms with purple numerals trimmed in gold. Wallace at midcourt. Dribbles to the free throw line through the lane right side. Slides to a halt. Brings out front Snyder. Out of Pitts. Cats up 3-0. Pitts dribbling near the left sideline. Out to the top of the key. Hooks the pass left side. Snyder now baseline left for Woods. Woods drives. Puts up the shot at the front rim and it's good. Hit the front of the rim and popped over, and Northwest out to a 5-0 lead. Johnson across midcourt left side. Brings it out top the key left. Now on the left wing. Trying to drive on Wallace. Finds cutting through the lane. Taylor kicks it back right side and goes out of bounds. Trying to go in that right corner with the pass. And a fine Brad Gard, who checked in just a moment ago, goes past him out of bounds.
Really like how these two teams are playing defensively. It's going to be tough to score points here tonight. Now the key will be which team can keep up that level of intensity longer to see who's going to win this one.
Doherty into the game for Northwest. Kozad goes to the sideline. Northwest in front 5-0. Anthony Woods to the left wing. Pulls up the dribble of a double team. Finds Snyder on the left wing. He'll take the three off the front of the rim. No, and the rebound inside Johnson for the Eagles. Pushes across midcourt from our right to our left. Trying to direct some traffic. Finds Murillo cutting through the lane. Little runner on the right side. Banks it and hits it. So far impressed with this Avila team. It's a 5-2 game. Northwest in front of Avila. Again, Avila defeated Rockhurst prior to this, coming in with a 70-58 win over Rockhurst. Rockhurst out of Division II. Wallace goes left side for Pitts on the wing. Now baseline left to Doherty. Up with a left-handed shot. Blocked away by Taylor and controlled by Taylor for Avila. Three-point Bearcat lead. Across the timeline on the right side. Murillo, cross-court pass is stolen, picked up by Pitts. Pitts the breakaway to the bucket, lays it up and in off the right side. Justin Pitts with his 14th steal of the season, and Northwest up by 5 once again. 15-19 left in at the first half. High post left is Jimmy Dacre. Now to Murillo. Murillo down the lane on the left side. Gives it back at the elbow on the left for Taylor. Taylor with Snyder over him. Back to Murillo for the shot. Blocked away inside by Doherty for Northwest. His seventh block of the season. Now to Anthony Woods across midcourt right side. Cross court left side pass. Finds Wallace. Now left wing. There's Pitts. His jumper won't go. Fight for the board. Pulled away by Avila as Dacre comes away with it. A 6'7 freshman out of Overland Park. Again, this Avila team has got some size. Got a 6'8", 6'7 player. A player hasn't played yet. It's on the bench at 6'10". On the left side is guard along three. Air ball. Rebound Woods underneath the bucket right side as he'll control with Northwest in front 7-2. Woods across the timeline. Dribbles to the left wing. Out to the top of the key. Pulls up. Now left side for Snyder. High left for Doherty. Doherty. Drives the baseline, up for the shot, won't go, and a whistle and a foul. As he drove past Lubinjak, a 6'8 junior out of Zachary Croatia. Breaking the action at 14:08. Left in the first half, Northwest 7, Avila 2. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertuller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 14:08 left in the first half. Northwest 7 and Avila 2 with Matt Quarter. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, again, one of the things you were talking about a little bit earlier, both teams playing some very good pressure defense right now.
Yeah, I think you can see why Avila was able to beat Rockhurst. If they played this level of intensity defensively that entire ball game, I can easily see it. So we'll see if they keep that up here, and it's definitely going to be a good test for the Bearcats tonight.
Doherty fouled before the timeout, goes to the free throw line and continues to struggle at the line. Just a 37% shooter this year at the line. 11 of 31 now. Misses the second as well. And the rebound tipped out, and it is controlled by Northwest as Woods will have it on the left wing. Now finds Pitts. Pitts brings it back to Woods on the left side. Out to the top of the key. Looks left side for Kozad, who checked in during the break. Now to Pitts. Pitts double team, lobs it out between the circles. Woods. Woods with the drive down the lane to the bucket. The layup with the right hand won't go. The tip in by Doherty's good. 9-2, Northwest Missouri State in front of Avila. Out to the top of the key, Murillo looks on the left side and finds Aaron Ward, who checked in during the break. Right side pass for Cedric Johnson. Johnson out between the circles, double team, goes left side for Ward. Now on the left wing, guard to the free throw line, goes into the right corner with the pass for Murillo. Fadeaway jumper won't go, rebound to the lane, fits for Northwest. From our left to our right, across the timeline, pulls up right wing. Cross court left for Woods. Woods gets a screen by Doherty. Now left side pass for Connor Crooker. Crooker drives the lane. Little runner on the left side is good. Connor knocks down his first bucket of the game. 11-2, Northwest Missouri State in front of Avila. 12:58 left in at the first half. Cedric Johnson slows it up, goes between the circles. Dribbles right side. And Johnson had 28 in the win over Rockhurst. Down the lane left to the bucket and nearly dribbling off his foot on that left side. Murillo skips it back on the left side and with it on the left into a half-court trap is guard. 9 on the shot clock. Now to Ward, drives the lane, brings it back out left side for Johnson. 4 on the shot clock. The long 3 over Pitts, banks it, misses it, rebounding lane Northwest as Anthony Woods corrals it. 11-2, Northwest in front. Woods to the top of the key, dribbles right side to the right wing. Just holds it now. Takes it top of the key, long bounce pass left side, goes to Crooker. Crooker now right side for Pitts on the wing, right in front of the Avila bench. Tries free throw line, left side Crooker wide open, the three on the way, off the back of the rim. Rebound to Johnson and Avila. Takes it down the floor himself, through the lane, lost the handle on, gets it right back and puts it up and in. Ball ricocheted off of Pitts, went right back to Cedric Johnson, lays it up and in, and it's an 11-4 game, Northwest Missouri State in front of Avila. Anthony Woods on the left wing to the top of the key, back pedals, looks cross court right side, Pitts. Shoulder shark through the lane, lost the handle on, it goes to Doherty, low left side. Now to Crooker, open left side three, this time nothing net for Connor Crooker. And a 10-point Bearcat lead with 11:29 left in the first half. Cedric Johnson, the junior out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, across the timeline, looks on the right side, gets the pass for Ward, kind of go low left, trying to find Murillo, cutting to the bucket, goes out of bounds, and the ball belongs to Northwest. Wallace and Schneider back into the ball game, Pitts to get his first breather of the contest. Also, Doherty goes to the sideline. And into the game, Lyle Harris comes in, and Woods gets a breather. Full-court pressure out of Avila as the inbound goes from Wallace to Crooker. Now back to Wallace as he'll handle the point duties. Being pressured by Bradley Reed, who checked in during that break. Across the timeline, Wallace into the right corner. Crooker open at three from the right corner is good. He's hit one from the left side, now the right side. And Crooker with 8 points early on. Northwest up 17-4.
And that finger we mentioned that he had to have kind of worked on, and his fingers taped up are on the right hand. So thankfully they're not on the shooting hand. Otherwise it may not be that easy.
Left side is Murillo. Looks low left for Lubinyak. out to the top of the key with Amarillo. Dribbles right wing. Out to the top again, Lubinyuk. Work the weave to Fennell. Looks left wing. Reed. Reed on the left side to the free throw line. Shovels a pass out front. Long three on the way. Got it. Out front as Amarillo knocks down the three. And he has 5 points. A 10-point game, though. Northwest up 17-7. While it's across midcourt left side, is bumped immediately, and a foul coming up. And this one to go on Evelyn, and getting called for that foul will be Aaron Ward. That'll be his first. 6'7", freshman of Bentonville, Arkansas. Was at Hendricks College before coming to Evelyn. Cats with the inbound. It's just the second team foul for Evelyn. While Harris out front for Snyder, and a quick pass to Kozad, low left side. He gets called for a travel, trying to post up inside on Ryan Sanchez. Turnover gives it to Evelyn. 17-7, Northwest Missouri State in front. Just over 10 minutes left in the first half. Sanchez out front, goes left side, pass nearly stolen by Wallace. It was intended for a Reed right in front of the Bearcat bench. Wallace almost had it. Knocks it out of bounds, and Evelyn again will inbound. Northwest up by 10. Sanchez with the inbound between the circles left side. Fennell dribbles right side. Off the right wing. They go on the left side. Sanchez. Sanchez trapped out front. Bounce pass high post left for Taylor. Into the left corner. And a three is up and missed by Ward. Fight for the rebound inside. And a hill ball. Reed fighting with Harris for the hill ball. Possession arrow will give it to Northwest after a timeout. 17-7, Northwest Missouri State in front of Evelyn. 9:43 left in the first half. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online. Live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State 17, Avila 7. Northwest shooting 50% from the field, 7 of 14 overall. They've knocked down at 3 three-pointers. Atlas struggling from the field, just 3 of 10 at this juncture.
I think one big key, too, is getting out to a double-digit lead is taking a little bit of wind out of the defensive sails for Avila as well.
Cats break the full-court pressure. Snyder into the left corner, takes a long three. No one inside to rebound as it bounds off. Rebound comes to Avila. Across midcourt on the right side is Ryan Sanchez. He's double-teamed up front. High post left for Taylor. Takes it down the lane left, trying to position on Kozad. Now tries to kick it back out. Does left side for Reed. Reed off the left wing, spins down the lane, and with that spin move, ball's taken out of his hands by Kozad. Kozad gets the steal, just his third of the season. Northwest up by 10. Wallace across the timeline, through the lane, left corner, Crooker left wide open. Three is good. Can't leave Connor that wide open. He's knocked down three threes in this first half, and Northwest out to a 20-7 lead. Out front left side, Fennell, between the circles, looks on the right wing. Finds off that to right side. Sanchez now back left side on the wing for Fennell. Skips it cross court right side. And it's picked up off that right. Now they bring it out top of the key for Ward. To Taylor down the lane, off the glass and good. Keith Taylor knocks down the bucket and a timeout by Avila coach Rodney Perry with 8:42 left. Northwest up by 11 at this point, 20-9.
One of the things we've seen Northwest start to have success with offensively is they're kind of taking advantage of that pressure by Avila. They're getting the ball inside the paint. They're garnering a lot of attention in the paint when the ball is in there, and that's left a lot of kick-out opportunities. We've seen Connor Kirker now three times take a kick-out pass from in the paint and knock down a three, so that's open it up outside. We'll see if Avila does anything to adjust to that to try to guard more on the perimeter, which then in turn should open up the inside for scoring for Northwest.
Northwest up 20-9. As the Bearcats will inbound, we'll be facing some full-court pressure once again. The last time, Northwest broke the pressure very well. Wallace looking to inbound. And gets inbound at midcourt, finds Crooker. Two on one now. Crooker left side for Snyder, lays it up and in. Zach with his first puck of the game. 22-9, Northwest in front of Avila. Across the timeline, left side goes Murillo. Out front with it. At the elbow, right side for Taylor. Taylor looks on the right wing. And with it is Cedric Johnson. Dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it back left side. Long three on the way. Nothing but net. That one taken and dropped by Aaron Ward. Ward with his first bucket of the game. Makes it a 10-point contest. Northwest up 22-12. Again, some pressure off the inbound. Now Avila back off. It's man-to-man pressure. Wallace across the timeline, dribbles left side. Now to the top of the key, a bump out on the perimeter, and Cedric Johnson will pick up his first foul. Cedric, a 6'1 junior out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Wallace to the bench, Anthony Woods back in, also Kozad to get a breather as Brett Doherty re-enters the ballgame.
Woods with a little bit different look than when we saw him last. He has found Zack Snyder's barber. Going with the shaved head look.
Woods down the lane, right side, goes into the right corner, gets it to Crooker. They bring it out front. Pitts, quick pass left side, Snyder on the baseline, left for Doherty, back to Snyder, left wing, three on the way, nothing but net. Zach now with five in a row as he hits that three-pointer, 25-12 Northwest. Avila pushing him down the floor there. The way Cedric Johnson is fouled, going up for the shot in the lane off the right side. And Snyder gets called for the foul. That'll be his first. Cedric Johnson will go to the free throw line. Shooting two, he's a 77% shooter on the year. Free throw rims out right. He has 28 points against Rockers, was one shy of his season high. Averages nearly 20 a game. Knee bend, free throw on the way, nothing but net. 25-13, Northwest Missouri State in front of Avila. Woods will inbound for Northwest, looking at the full court pressure. Gets the inbound to Crooker, back to Woods. And Woods will bring it down the floor from our left to our right in this first half. 7.5 minutes left in the half. Woods out between the circles. Bounce pass, trying to find Doherty, led him a little too far, trying to go through the lane. Ball goes out of bounds underneath the Northwest basket. 25-13, Northwest Missouri State in front.
That wasn't far off from being a beautiful pass. Just missed by a little bit.
Johnson across, check that across the timeline is Fennell. Fennell guarded by Pitts, brings the pass out from Murillo. On the left wing, a ball fake gets Pitts up in the air, goes past him down the lane, he drives off the glass and good. 7 points for Brandon Murillo, and it's a 10-point game once again. Northwest up 25-15. Woods across the timeline, long pass down the floor, left side gets it to Pitts. Now on the right side is Doherty, lays it up in, and a foul as the Cats work the break to perfection.
Yeah, I'm sure Avila is trying to use the full court pressure to keep the intensity up defensively, but Northwest really has had no problems breaking that pressure so far.
Aaron Ward picks up his second foul. Doherty got the shot to fall. They count it. He goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point trip down the floor. And again, his struggles at the line continues, not even close. He's 0-for-3 from there this evening. He's going to get to the line a lot in his career. Hopefully he can get that percentage up a little bit. Just about a 37% shooter right now on the season. Avila with it off the right side to the right baseline. Was Murillo kicks it out to the top of the key. Now Taylor down the lane. Nice little move as he goes past Snyder, lays it up and in. Taylor with 4 points. A 10-point game once again. Northwest up 27-17. Woods to take her across the timeline. Looks on the right side. Pass tip goes out of bounds. As Fennell knocks it out of bounds, the pass was intended for Pitts right in front of the Avila bench. Jimmy DeCry into the game, 6'7", freshman of Overland Park, Kansas. Kozad in, and Woods goes to the sideline. Both teams going to the bench early in this one. 6:25 left in the half, and Northwest up by 10. Pitts left side for Crooker. Now to Pitts as they play catch, back to Crooker. Crooker tries in the lane, high bouncer off the glass as he takes the runner, knocks it down. Connor with a strong offensive first half, 13 points, 29-17, Northwest Missouri State in front. Fennell across the timeline right side, between the circles for Johnson, quick pass left wing, Murillo. out to the top of the key, driving the lane to the bucket. Shot won't go, and a foul. A ball fake out on the perimeter, and then a drive through the lane. And this will get Avila to the free throw line, as Brad Gard will go to the line. Crooker commits the foul. That'll be his first. A 29-17 Northwest lead with 5:53 left in the first half. Fennell at the line, the knee bend, the free throw on the way, good. His first point of the game. He's a 5'9 junior out of Olathe, Kansas. Played at Cali County Community College in Kansas before transferring to Avila. Second free throw is good. ...29-19, Northwest Missouri State in front. 5:49 left in the first half. Pitch across the timeline, left side. Between the circles, looks right side, Connor Kirkland. Connor, top of the key, through the lane. Little left-handed runner, good. Connor with the hot hand in this first half, now with 15 points. 31-19, Northwest in front. To the right baseline, little drive off the glass, won't go as... Shot missed by Gard, rebound Doherty, and Northwest will bring it the other way as they slow things down. Fitz scouts across the timeline to the top of the key. Free throw line, pulls up. Cross court right side for Snyder. Touch pass to Doherty, low post right side. As he tries to spin, gets called for the foul, trying to spin to the bucket in the baseline.
So they get to the Eagles, number 22.
End of the game now for Northwest, Lyle Harris. Lyle will take the place of Justin Pitts. Also back in for Avila, Keith Taylor. And he'll give the ball to Cedric Johnson. He'll take it down the floor as he crosses the timeline to the top of the key. Looks on the right side on the wing. Now Taylor between the circles. To the right baseline. And now back right side as Dakari takes the jumper. Won't go. And the rebound. And near the long rebound near the free throw line. And whistle and a foul. And this will go on Harris for an internet check. That's going to go on Northwest, though. And I believe that's going to go on Kozad. He'll pick up his first. So breaking the action with 4:53 left in the first half. Northwest 31, Avila 19. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Renfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 31-19, Northwest with the lead over Avila, 4:53 left in the first half. I think this game going pretty much the way we anticipated here, but I think Avila giving Northwest a pretty good run.
Yeah, I think the margin right now is greater than what it seems because Avila is playing hard, playing real tough defensively. Cats have been able to find some open looks from three that they've knocked down that I think has helped spread out the margin so far.
As Avila on the inbound, a turnover as Murillo couldn't hold on to it. They got the inbound, and they tried to go back to Murillo off the right wing and pass just out of his reach. And Northwest to take it from our left to our right. 31-19, Northwest in front of Avila. Both men and women will be back in action Saturday afternoon in Edmond, Oklahoma to face Central Oklahoma. Kirk on the left wing, low left for Kozad. Kozad trying to post up and now find Wallace cutting through the lane. Couldn't hold on to the pass, out of bounds, and it belongs to Avila. Brian Sanchez back in for Avila, and Brad Gard will go to the sideline, getting a few words from his head coach, Rodney Perry. 31-19, Northwest Missouri State in front of Avila. Out to the top of the key is Taylor. Right side pass. On to the right goes to Murillo. Murillo now free throw line right for Taylor. Down the lane he goes, lays it up and in. Keith Taylor. Makes it a 10-point game once again. 31-21 Northwest in front of Avalon. Ball's across the timeline. Out front. Goes to Schneider on the wing. Now to Lyle Harris. He'll bring it out in front of the scorer's table's right. Dribbles to the top of the key. Ball's now left wing. Tries to get a screen by Cozad. Right corner for Schneider. Long three. Got it and a foul. And this will send Zach to the free throw line.
Another 4-point play opportunity. I think it was a three. We have the two officials are going to talk, but it looked like he was behind the line. But if it is, it'd be the fourth time he's had a 4-point play opportunity this year. I don't know that we've seen four in a season from everybody, let alone one guy.
And we're not even at the halfway point of the year.
You know, another thing they may be talking about is when that foul occurred, because if it occurred long enough, the three would count, and then the Bearcats would get the basketball. So that may be something else they're discussing as well.
Yeah, I think Kelly Groom is kind of pointing over toward the baseline like that might be where the inbound will come. We're going to count the bucket.
It is a three. Yep.
And still no indication whether they're going to have him shoot a free throw or go on an inbound.
I thought I saw the official that called the foul signal one, as in one shot, but that's why.
So Taylor gets called for the foul on Schneider.
There were two fouls on the play. That's what the discussion was.
And Jimmy DeCry gets called for the other. That's his first.
So, yeah, the Cats will get the basketball. So that's why I was a little bit confusing. There were two fouls in two different spots on the floor on the same play.
So Cats will inbound baseline right as Wallace lobs it all the way out front. Schneider brings it down, goes left side for Harris. Harris now left of the lane, finds Wallace on the left wing, and a whistle. And away from now, I think we've got the officials to stop the play here and look up at the clock, I believe. Shot clock's at 31 seconds. The game clock's at 3:39.
That seems right. But you're right, the official that blew the whistle looked up at the clock. Now they're sending the teams to the sidelines, so I have a feeling they're going to go take a look at the video, maybe?
Well, we haven't had that yet tonight.
Or... you know what? They were supposed to take the media timeout before they inbounded the basketball,
okay.
And they didn't do that. So now I wonder if they're discussing on now the no?
All right, I was going to bring them back out. So
They should have taken the media timeout, shouldn't they? Have they taken the under five yet?
I don't believe they have.
So they haven't done that. They should have done that after the last dead ball when that foul call was made. They haven't yet. But now they're going to have
Snyder go to the free throw line. Apparently they're going to have...
Well, you remember I said the official that called the foul that counted the three then signaled one as if there was going to be one free throw, which would be Snyder. And then the second foul on that play would be the sixth foul, so there'd be no free throws on that foul.
Right.
Just Snyder's foul. And so I think that's where they got confused.
So I think what we'll have essentially is a do over here. They'll have Schneider take the free throw, then Northwest most likely will inbound, but then now they have to put some more time back on the clock.
They should put 3:43 on the game clock. They've reset the shot clock. 4 seconds came off, and now it looks like they're just going to take the 4 seconds off the shot clock. Interesting. Well, this was a fast-paced first half.
Yeah. Things have slowed down just a little bit. That during one of the breaks, you commented that it looked like the officials may have somewhere to go for New Year's Eve.
Yeah. And right now, they've got Schneider at the free throw line, like he's going to take a free throw, but all the other players behind the half-court stripe, like it's a technical foul, but it isn't a technical foul. So we'll see.
And while they're discussing this, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. So Schneider has the basketball now, again, all alone at the free throw line, knocks the free throw down, and he remains perfect at the line this season. He is now 19 of 19 at the free throw line, has 9 points. Now Northwest will inbound over on the far sideline, with 3:39 on the clock, 31 on the shot clock. They will inbound, and with all that now straightened out, Cats will have the ball. Wallace on the left wing, looking at man-to-man defense. Out to the top of the key. Looks right side for Harris. Harris cross-court left side for Connor Kirker. Now to Wallace on the left wing. Back out to Kirker. Kirker back to Wallace, left side. Trying to get the elbow off that left for Kozad. Now they go cross-court, Snyder to Harris. Shot clock's at three. Harris at the top of the key. Back to Snyder, right side. One on the shot clock, takes the three, rims around and out. And the rebound tapped out by Kozad, but he'll get called for a reach over. And this will be Grant's second foul. 3:06 left in this first half in Northwest Missouri State in front, 35-21. Justin Pitts back into the ball game as Lyle Harris goes to the sideline for the Cats. A 35-21 Northwest Missouri State lead, 3 minutes left in the half. Out to the top of the key is Jimmy DeCry. On the right wing is Johnson, throws it away, trying to go cross-court for Taylor, stolen by Pitts in Northwest from our left to our right. Pitts scoops it out front, finds Snyder, now back to Pitts. Pitts cross-court left side for Wallace. Low left for Kozad. Post up with a shot, blocked away, and a foul. This will get Grant to the free throw line as Taylor went up with him and got the ball, but got a little bit of the body as well, sending Grant to the line.
Yeah, Taylor coming over on the help side. Jimmy DeCry tried to front Kozad to keep the ball from getting in there. Couldn't do it. Taylor had to go a long way to try to help out and ended up with his momentum going right into Kozad.
Grant, an 88% shooter at the line this year. Free throw on the way. Rims in. His first point of the game. Ward in along with Lubinyak for Avila. Lubinyak, by the way, from Croatia, played at Nutrition High School. I understand they had a pretty good lunch program there.
Oh, my.
Kozad hits the second free throw. 37-21, Northwest Missouri State in front of Avila. 2:37 left in the half. Spinner across the timeline, dribbles right of the lane, down the lane, little runner on the way, off the glass and good. Nice scoring move by Jeremy Fennell, and he's got 3 points in the first half. 37-23, Avila trailing Northwest. Across the timeline, Kirker, between the circles, right in front of the scorer's table, takes the top of the key. Looks left side for Wallace. Wallace at the top goes right side for Kirker to the right baseline, drives and is knocked to the floor.
Ouch.
Hard. He's clothesline trying to go up with that layup, and he hit the floor very hard. And he's right now laying face down underneath the basket, now rolls over on his back.
Yeah, he looked like he had landed on his, maybe his right hip. Not quite flat on his back, but pretty close. The feet got up in the air and got higher than his waist at one point, and he's kind of got his hand in his low back and limping a little bit right now.
Now, Kelly Grimm, one of the officials, comes over and talks to Ben McCollum. Foul's going to be called on Cedric Johnson. It'll be Johnson's second.
It wasn't intentionally hard. Shouldn't be called an intentional or anything like that. It was just kind of a... Crooker was in an awkward position when the foul occurred, and the momentum of his feet just kind of carried him into the... almost laying down position in midair.
Kirker at the line. His free throw rattles out. First trip to the line tonight for Kirker, who's a 91% free throw shooter on the season. 37-23, Northwest Missouri State in front. Kirker's second free throw, nothing but net. And 16 points in the first half for Connor. He'll go over to the sideline. And Anthony Woods into the ballgame as Connor gets a nice round of applause from the fans here this afternoon and evening. 38-23, Northwest in front of Avila. Across the timeline, Fennell to the top, dribbles right side. Now left side for Murillo. Takes a long three, rims it off the left, and the rebound to Woods in the lane for the Cats. Northwest from our left to our right, right in front of the scorer's table. Woods, cross-court left for Wallace. Now back cross-court right side, Pitts open, three on the way. A little too hard off the left, fight for the rebound, and a foul. Doherty trying to come down with the rebound. Couldn't get around Tom Lubinyak, and he'll pick up his first foul. Ninth team foul on Avila, and this will get Doherty back to the line. Brett Doherty, a 6'7 freshman out of Omaha. Doherty 0 for 3 so far this afternoon. And the left-handed free throw again misses. Boy, Brett's got to get his free throws down a little bit more. He'll be getting to the line quite a bit, and it'll be a big help if he can knock some of those down. 38-23, Northwest Missouri State down through the lane. Tossing it up and in was Murillo. Murillo with 9 points in the first half for Adler. Full court pressure and a whistle here as the man comes in for Pitts, but a whistle and a foul. And Pitts will get called for a little bit of a push-off, trying to get some space to take the inbound, and that will be his first foul.
Well, part of the reason is Fennell has been a thorn in his side all evening long. Fennell has done a great job of trying to deny Pitts the basketball, and I think Pitts is getting a little bit frustrated.
Out to the top of the key, a collision. There's another foul on Pitts. There's a little bit of a hesitation move by Ward out front. Pitts kind of out of control, trying to butt the hesitation move, and commits his second foul within a matter of seconds. 16th foul on Northwest. Avila inbound, baseline over on the sideline off the right side. And the inbound comes to Lubinyak. Out to the top of the key is Fennell. Now right side is Johnson. Johnson backpedals with the dribble to the right wing. Now tries to drive through the lane, kicks it back out top of the key, driving Ward down the lane into the left corner. Fennell, three is up and good. Jeremy Fennell knocks down the three from the left corner. A 10-point game once again. Avila hanging close here with 58 seconds left in the half. Woods across midcourt to the left wing. Now right-handed double through the lane. Right side pass finds Wallace in front of the Avila bench. It's on the right side for Woods again. Drives the baseline into double team. A little hesitation movie shot misses. Fights for the rebound. It's kicked out front and it's controlled by Avila. On the fast break, Fennell gives up right side for Johnson. All the way through the lane. Lays it up and in. Has the easy lift. No one steps out to pick him up. And an 8-point game. Northwest in front, 38-30. And Coach Ben McCullum calls a quick timeout.
Yeah, some momentum here late for Avila just because they've picked up the intensity again. I think when Northwest got out to a double-digit lead, they lost a little bit of that. We saw them move into full-court pressure, trying to pick it up. It took a little bit, but now that they've gotten a couple of buckets, got a couple of stops, gotten those two quick fouls on Justin Pitts, I think really has re-sparked them right here at the end of the half.
Cats have led by as many as 16 points in the half and now down to an 8-point game with 30.1 seconds left in the first half.
You know, we always talk about how teams are dangerous, you know, and they're small schools, the longer you let them stay in the ball game. And I think with a team that has proven with the win over Rockhurst here not too long ago that that's exactly the case. So you do not want to let Avila stay in the game, and they're getting themselves back into it.
Full court pressure. Pitts takes the inbound from Wallace. Now back to Pitts. And Pitts lobs it into the front court for Wallace off the left side. 20 seconds left in the first half. Pitts with the right side. Guarded by Bradley Reed, who checked in during the timeout. Looking right now at a 2-3 zone on the right side is Woods. 10 seconds left. Out between the circles, Pitts trying to direct some traffic. Now pulls up right of the lane. Bounce pass right side, Woods with 4 seconds. Out front for Wallace. He'll take the top of the key. Three at the buzzer. It's good. Now Wallace knocks down the three to send the Bearcats into halftime with an 11-point lead, 41-30 over Avila. Not sure Matt's the one that he had designed to take that last-second shot, but he made it count, knocking down the three, and Northwest into the locker room at halftime with a 41-30 lead over Avila. We'll be back and have more for you from Bearcat Arena right after this two-minute timeout. Back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides outdoor power equipment from steel, including chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and shredders. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, King, and Doc Marten, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, in front of Avila, 41-30 at the half. The final non-conference game of the season for the Northwest men as they get ready for... They might have only played the rest of the way beginning Saturday afternoon in Edmond, Oklahoma, as they take on Central Oklahoma, part of a men's women's doubleheader. That women's game to tip off at 1:30 and the men at 3:30. Of course, you can hear both of those games on the Bearcat Radio Network beginning at 1:10 with our pregame for the women. Welcome back, quarter. I'm John Coffey, and Matt, I think, really, this type of game Northwest really needs going into the conference matchup on Saturday.
Yeah, I think so. Typically, you play a smaller school to get your legs under you, but not only are they doing that, but they're getting a pretty good battle from this school. It's still a game that Northwest should win by double digits, maybe even by 20, but this is as good of NAIA competition that Northwest has faced since I can remember. I mean, usually it's a blowout by halftime and an 11-point lead. Pretty respectable when you're looking at it from Avila's point of view. So not only is it good to get on the court with a non-conference during a break before conference play starts up again, but to face good competition like this is definitely going to be a plus for Northwest.
Avila, a team that defeated Rockhurst earlier this year, and really pretty impressively, a 70-58 to game there. They had a 13-3 run and to open up the second half that kind of blew open that game, where they shot 43% from the field and just turned it over seven times against a pretty good Rockhurst team out of Division II. And they've also probably dropped a few games in their conference, as well as some other matchups in the NAI that they feel like they should have won some very close games, where they come in with a 5-7 record, but probably a much better team than what that 5-7 record indicates.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at their record after seeing that they had beaten Rockhurst, and then you look at it again here at halftime after what we have seen so far in this game, and 5-7 is kind of a surprise. I really wouldn't guess that just based upon what we have seen so far. The thing I like most about them is their aggressiveness. They didn't come out intimidated. They didn't come out nervous. They played hard right from the start. I mean, they were extending, their guards were extending the defense all the way out to the sidelines and all the way out to the half court line. A lot of times when you see the start of a ball game, an opponent wants to feel out to Northwest and maybe give them a little bit of room, especially when it's an NAIA, but they weren't backing down at all. They came out aggressively. When they started to fall off with their aggressiveness defensively, that's when they moved into that full court pressure. Now, it wasn't a great full court pressure. Northwest was able to break that, but I think it helped bring their intensity level back up in the half court defense once they jumped into that full court pressure. So we'll see if they're able to do that for part of this second half, if not all of this second half. If they do it for all of this second half, we could have a heck of a game on our hands.
Connor Kirker with a heck of a game individually. He's only missed one shot so far. He's 6-7 overall, 3-4 on at threes, and 16 points right now at halftime.
Yeah, he's been beat up a little bit kind of early on in the half. He was driving along the baseline, and somebody swatted at the ball to try to knock it away, and hurt a finger on his right hand. Thankfully, that's his non-shooting hand, so he's got his fingers taped up. And then toward the tail end of the half, we saw him go on a drive, tried to get squeezed between a couple of defenders, got up in the air, got upended a little bit. His feet were kind of out from under him. He landed on his hip and kind of left late in the half, holding his low back a little bit, maybe in this hip area. So hopefully it's nothing that's going to be anything long-term, because Connor Kirker is a very important part of this team.
Northwest up at halftime, 41-30, as they lead Avila in this non-conference game on a New Year's Eve. We'll be back and have more here at halftime right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area, more at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
We're back at the half. Northwest Missouri State in front of Avila, 41-30 in a men's non-conference game. After this, Northwest heads the road for a trip down to Oklahoma. They'll play Central Oklahoma on Saturday afternoon, and then Monday evening they'll swing back up just a bit to Tahlequah to face Northeastern State before heading home. And you can hear all that right here on the Bearcat Radio Network, beginning Saturday afternoon at 1:10 before the 1:30 tip-off for the women, as Northwest women will face Central Oklahoma again on Saturday afternoon. And Matt, again, we talked a little bit about this prior to tip-off, the Northwest women coming off a loss to Fort Hays State. But in the post-game interview with Coach Michael Smith at halftime of the men's game Saturday, I think that's maybe the most upbeat we've really seen out of Coach Smith at this point, even though it was a loss. The way they executed the game plan and the way the team came together, I think, as a team in that one, there's some good things to build on out of that game.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing, is sometimes it's tough for us as fans to look beyond results, but Coach Smith and coaching staffs everywhere are looking beyond results. I mean, in wins, a lot of times you'll hear coaches point out the negatives that need to be improved upon, and in losses, more often than not, you're going to hear the coaches point on the positives that the team needs to build on. And I think there are positives there, and that's what Coach Smith is talking about, is there are opportunities for this team to get better. I think the players, each individually during this break, just kind of need to take it upon themselves to decide, we got to get this done. I think these players on this Northwest women's team are talented enough to win a lot of basketball games, but they've got to decide that's exactly what they want to do. And I think if they do that, we can see them knock off teams that nobody's right now expecting them to beat in the in-conference play. So I think there's a lot of potential with this team. We'll just see if they can meet that potential as this season goes on.
I think defensively against Fort Hays State, they held a very good offensive team well below their average in scoring, and really did a lot of things defensively. Now I think just build on the offensive side.
Yeah, and you know what's a little odd about it is I think going into it, when you looked at the talent for Northwest, we thought it would be a pretty high-scoring team. That hasn't come around, but since they are playing so well defensively, that's helped them out and not seeing more blowouts than what we have seen. Now that they've got the defense down, they can just start hitting some of those shots and doing some of the scoring that they can do. That's how they're going to be able to make some noise as the season goes on.
Yeah, I think they've been getting some good looks, and the shots just haven't been falling.
Yeah, and the confidence is a big part of that, feeling like you can make the shot. You know, when you go up with a shot, it's just like in life. If you're thinking positively, you're going to have a lot more positive things happen. And when you take a shot, you're like, well, I haven't made many. It's probably not going to go. So, you know, if you can knock a few down, get some of those positive thoughts going, I think more and more of those shots are going to fall. And that's for every player, not just any one individual.
Northwest in this men's game up at halftime, leading Avila 41-30 in a non-conference game here at Bearcat Arena. When we come back, we'll check some of the halftime totals for you. It's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville, Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis' services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest in front of Avila, 41-30 as we look at the totals here at halftime for Northwest, shooting 57.7% from the field, 15-26. 7-15 from three-point range for 47%. This has been a very good three-point shooting team all season long. They came into tonight's game second in MIAA in three-point shooting percentage at 43.5% and shooting over that in this first half. At the free throw line, just 4 of 9 at the free throw line, but one of the reasons that Brad Doherty going to the line, he's been to the line for 4 free throw attempts, and he's missed those 4. But again, Northwest 4 of 9 at the line. For Avila, 54.5% from the field, shooting a pretty good percentage on their own, 12 of 22. They're 3 of 9 from 3-point range, and at the free throw line, 3 of 4. Rebounding totals even, 12 apiece. Turnovers fairly close. Avila with 9 turnovers out of the first half. Northwest with 6. Again, an Avila's win over Rockhurst, the Division II team earlier this year. They only had 7 turnovers for the entire game. They've got 9 right now, which really isn't bad at halftime. But they just took care of the ball extremely well against Rockhurst earlier this year. One player in double figures for Northwest, Connor Kricker with 16 points, and no one in double figures for Avila. They're led by Brandon Murillo. He has 9 points. Again, we're at the half. Northwest up 41-30 over Avila. Get back to get ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville's Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel, Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is also provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value. And we're underway in the second half as Northwest will have it off the left side. A foul just as they got with the inbound. And a foul going on Connor Kricker. That'll be his second foul as that will have it out front with Olubniak with it. The player out, Corey Shea, out to the top of the key. Now free throw line is Johnson. Looks right side. Avila in their black uniforms with the purple numerals and yellow trim. Everyone now has to have a black uniform to go with their other school colors. Now driving the lane left side is Johnson. He spins and gets called for a travel, and the turnover gives it to Northwest. At least their numbers, they've got some way to identify the numbers out of their uniform as opposed to some teams we see. Full court pressure for Avila. Inbound comes to Crooker, and we'll give it to Wallace as he'll take her across the timeline. Matt knocked down a three right before the buzzer at the end of the first half. Dribbles to the left wing, all the way through the lane. Kicks it back out right side. Pitts wide open. Three on the way. Nothing but net.
Great job by Matt Wallace getting around two defenders, sucking in two more defenders, and leaving a wide open look for either Pitts or Snyder on that.
14-point lead for the Cats through the lane. Driving as Taylor lays it up and in for Avila. Taylor with 8 points. 44-32 Northwest. In full court pressure out of the Eagles. And in the backcourt, Pitts is double teamed. Has the ball stolen out of his hands and it's picked up now by Snyder for Northwest. Across the timeline is Kirker. Kirker at the free throw line pulls up now to Snyder. Chilling the play wide open out front. Rattles down the three. His third three of the game. Northwest in front 47-32. Snyder came into this game at 34 on the season from beyond the perimeter. On the left side is Taylor. Out front right side, Lubinek, the junior. Now finds Fennel through the lane. A little right-handed push shot won't go. Fight for the rebound and a foul as Taylor went skying in the lane to try to pull down the board. And a foul on Northwest. This will go on Matt Wallace. That'll be his first. And this will get Taylor to the line. 6'6 senior of Beverly Hills, California. Missed some time this season with a concussion. And he missed the Rockers game. Free throw rims in. Keith Taylor now with 9 points this evening. Averages five a game. Guard comes in. Fennel to the sideline. Also Lubinek to the bench. And end of the game is Aaron Ward. 47-33, Northwest Missouri State in front of Avila. Second free throw just barely grazes the rim and will go out of bounds, and Northwest will have it. Cats from our right to our left in this second half. Pressure off the inbound as it comes to Connor Kirker. Now to Wallace as he'll be met across the timeline and met by guard. Wallace trying to get a screen by Cozette. Takes it top the key. And now the pick and roll to Cozette in the lane. Up for the shot and good. He's double teamed inside, but Grant was able to leap up and knock that shot down. 49-33, Northwest Missouri State in front. Early moments of the second half as driving as Johnson stops pass, misses the shot, and the rebound in Northwest. And Snyder clears the outlet to Kirker. Long pass on the right sideline into the front court right for Pitts. Now back to Kirker. Kirker just missed one shot out the first half. Kicks a left side for Wallace in front of the scorer's table. Pulls up. Goes with a skip pass into the right corner for Snyder. Snyder back out front. Wallace. Quick touch pass left side for Kozad. Back pedals. Wants the three on the wing. Off the front of the rim. No. Rebound is battered to Snyder. Kicks it back out front for Pitts. 11 and Northwest will set up the offense. Pitts dribbles to the right wing. Cross court left side pass Wallace. Into the left corner. Kirker. Right-handed dribble. Pulls up. High post left, finds Cozad now at the free throw line, turns, faces the bucket, spins down the lane. Little back pedal shot misses, and the rebound in the lane goes to Avila on the fast break. 2-on-3 through the lane. Johnson off balance, just tosses the ball high up in the air, and Cozad brings it down. 49-33, Northwest in front of Avila. Just under 17 minutes left in this ballgame. Kirker. On the right side, between the legs with the dribble. Dribbles pass forward through the lane into the right corner. Wallace now to Cozad out front right. Baseline right for Kirker. Spins the baseline. Reverse layup off the left side. Good. Nice little quick move to the bucket off that baseline. Got past Ward and has the reverse layup. 18 points for Kirker. 51-33. Northwest Missouri State in front. And a timeout by Avila. 16:34 left, Northwest 51, Avila 33. We'll be back right after this 1 minute. Let's take a 90-second break. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online, live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Off the inbound, a three by Cedric Johnson for Avalon. Now down the lane right side, Justin Fitz tries and hits the layup. It's a 53-36 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Avalon. Now officials blow the play dead as an injured Avalon player sitting underneath the Northwest bucket. I think that's Aaron Ward there as he is setting down. It looks like it's injured his right leg or knee. And there's an athletic trainer coming out to check out the situation along the head coach for Avalon and Rodney Perry. While they take a look at the injured player, this pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Ward is up and walking over to the Avila sideline under his own power, so that's good news. 53-36, Northwest Missouri State in front of Avila. Avila inbound in front of the scorer's table as Cedric Johnson gets the inbound. And to Fennell between the circles, trying to drive on Pitts, does to the right wing. Brings it back out to the top of the key. Left side is Johnson. And his dribble stolen away by Wallace for Northwest. Matt having a good game this evening as well. Wallace with the left-hander dribble to the left wing. Skips across right side and throws the ball away. Trying to go to Pitts, who comes down with the ball on the sideline, and the turnover gives it to Avalon. 53-36 at Northwest in front of Avalon. And Bearcats on the road for a couple of games this weekend. On Saturday afternoon at Central Oklahoma, and then next Monday, as a pass tipped by Pitts and is controlled by Wallace and a foul. And this foul will come up against the Avila Eagles with 15:45 left in the game.
Despite having been to Tahlequah before, it'll be the first trip to the new arena in Tahlequah for Northeastern State.
I could stand away a little longer before I saw that arena. But
I'm just trying to find the positives.
53-36, Northwest in front of Avila. McCray with the foul that last time. Now Kirker will run on the left side, misses, and the rebound pulled down by Johnson for Avila from left right. Long Avila trying to lead Taylor a little bit too far underneath the bucket. Goes out of bounds and belongs to Northwest.
Good thing is Connor Kirker looks like he's moving well after taking that awkward fall late in that first half.
Pressure off the inbound. Comes to Pitts. Now back to Wallace. And Wallace take it across midcourt right side. Dribbles up between the circles. Pulls up. Gives it to Snyder. Now to Doherty. Checked in during the break. Fakes left. Goes right. Drives the lane. And puts up and got the try up in the air. And then has an easy look at the bucket. 55-36 Northwest. On the right side. Real to the right baseline. Brings it out front right. And gets it to Taylor. Taylor out between the circles. Motions to have Fennell come out and take the basketball and set up the offense. Guarded by Pitts, who knocks the ball loose, but it goes left side for Marilla. Down the lane left, and roll the runner short. And Doherty clears the rebound for the Cats. Out it goes to Pitts. Pitts across the timeline, left side, to the top of the key. Now pulls up, bounce pass low left for Doherty. Drives, hooks the pass into the right corner for Wallace. Quick pass right side, Kirker on the wing, the three. Nothing but net. Good ball movement that time, and it ends up with a Connor Kirker three. He's got 21 points, and Northwest in front, 58-36. Marilla finding Johnson, cutting three. A little runner in the lane, good. Johnson in double figures with 10. 20-point game, Northwest up 58-38. Lead had been cut down to 8 just with about a minute left in the half. Right side, Kirker, 3, this time too hard. Fight for the rebound, goes into the left corner, wrestling after it was Taylor for Avila. Gets it to Johnson to the top of the key, back pedals out front, sets off the offense as Northwest in, man-to-man. 58-38, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. their largest lead has been 22 in this game. This coming here in the second half. They built a 16-point lead in the first half. Driving right side is Johnson into the right corner. Finds DeCry cutting through, and a blocking foul coming up on Northwest as DeCry went through the lane, got the shot to fall, a little bit of a collision, and he'll get to the free throw line for a chance at a 3-point play. As Grant Kozad, who slid over, gets called for the foul. That's his third. Breaking the action, 13-33 left in the game. Northwest 58, Avila 40. We'll be back right after this two-minute timeout. Back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides grass seed, fertilizer, winterizer, and equipment including steel, chainsaws, trimmers, and leaf blowers. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Support for today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and veterans affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
DeCry hits the free throw, and now Northwest with underneath the bucket. Anthony Woods goes up, hits the shot, and is fouled. And moving up, we'll get called for the foul. That'll be his first.
He did a good job of not taking the fake from Woods, but then kind of leaned his arms forward as Woods went up for the shot and really gave Woods an easy opportunity to hit a shot and get a free throw out of it.
Woods with 4 points so far this evening. 60-41, Northwest Missouri State in front. Woods hits the free throw. Anthony was just a 25% shooter coming into today's game. Knocks down the free throw, a three-point trip down the floor, and Cats up by 20 once again. Left side for Avila at the free throw line. The jumper by Morello on the way well short. Had a double clutch it just a little bit due to defense, and it's pulled down by Northwest. Wall to take it across midcourt left side. Pulls up, finds Woods on the right side near the timeline. Guarded by Cedric Johnson. Cross court left side for Wallace. Finds Doherty wide open underneath the bucket. A little ball fake. Missed the shot too hard off the glass. And Morello with the rebound for Avila. Across the timeline left, Johnson. Johnson back to Morello. Trailing on play. Top of key three. Misses and the rebound. Wallace for the Cats. 61-41. Northwest Missouri State in front of Avila. Out of Woods into the front court left side. On the left wing, now penetrates through the lane. Lost the handle off the dribble. It goes right side, Kirker. Now out front right for Wallace. Quick pass left side. Finds Snyder on the wing. Three on the way. Rims out. Rebound into the lane. Morello for Avila. Alec Johnson. Johnson pulls up. 16-foot jumper out front and drains it. Cedric Johnson knocks down the jumper. He's got 12 points on the evening and a timeout by Avila. 61-43. Northwest in front of Avila. 12-14. Left of the game. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
61-43, Northwest Missouri State in front of Avila with 12:14 left in the game. Final non-conference game of the year for the Cats. Northwest facing full-court pressure following the inbound. Woods across the timeline, right. Out between the circles, now to Snyder, right side. Fastened toward the right sideline to Lyle Harris, who checked in during the break. Drives to the baseline, little runner on the way off the right side, banks it, misses it. And the rebound, Murillo for Avila. Avila goes to Johnson. Johnson to the free throw line, through the lane, left side runner off the glass. No, rebound, Kirker on the baseline. And as he stays in bounds, gets the pass to Snyder, back to Connor, and he'll take it across the timeline. Dribbles left side, scoops the pass left for Woods. Now Northwest have set up the offense against the man-to-man defense. Pulls up at the top of the key. Cross-court right side, Harris. Right wing pass for Kirker, trying to get a screen by Doherty. Takes it top of the key. Left side, Woods in the left corner. Snyder, three on the way. Off the front of the rim, no. The rebound to Johnson and Avila. Avila to Reed. Reed through the lane to the bucket. Lost the handle on the ball, and it will go out of bounds, and it will belong to Avila off of Anthony Woods. Snyder to the bench, Kozad in, pitch to the bench, or into the ball game, and Woods to the bench for Northwest. 61-43, Northwest Missouri State in front of Avila. Inbound out front, left goes to Taylor. Taylor down the lane, drives on Kozad, misses the shot, rebound Doherty, and a reach over foul from behind goes on Taylor. And this will be Taylor's third foul. Northwest will inbound. 61-43, Northwest Missouri State in front. Both teams right now with three team fouls. Inbound comes to Kozad against the full court pressure. Harris for Northwest, still in the backcourt, expires a dribble on long pass into the front court, leads Kirker. Kirker, a 2-on-1, drives left side, finds Doherty, trailing, lays it up and in. Doherty with 8 points. Back to a 20-point lead for the Cats. Again, their largest in the second half has been 22. On the right wing, Reed. Out to the top of the key for Lubinyak. Now to Taylor, top of the key. Looks on the right side. With it is Murillo. Murillo. Out front, Lubinyak. Dribbles one time, pulls up. Now to Taylor, left side. Shot clock's at 9 seconds with 10:32 left in the game. Fender on the right, bounce pass, left side Taylor, down the lane, spins on Kozad, in line with the jumper from 13, misses, rims out right, and the rebound Harris for Northwest. He'll accelerate across the timeline with the dribble with the right hand to the bucket, in the lane, dishes low left for Kozad, up with a shot with a hook, won't go, with a foul, and he'll get to the free throw line. Kelly Groom, the official, to make the call on Tom Lubinyak. That'll be his third, 6'8", junior. And this gets Kozad to the line where he's 2 for 2 tonight. 4 points tonight for Grant, who came into this game averaging 13 a game. Free throw on the way, rims in. Jimmy DeCry coming in. Also into the game is Cedric Johnson for Avila. Lubinyak and Reed go to the bench. One more free throw coming to Grant Kozad. Northwest coming into this game with an 8-2 overall record. 1-1 in the MIAA going into Saturday's matchup with Central Oklahoma. Second free throw by Kozad rattles out. His first miss at the line tonight. 64-43, Northwest in front of Avila. Fennel out between the circles, looks on the right wing. Johnson now finds Amarillo cutting through the lane. Ball tipped loose, controls, dribbles to the right wing. Out front as Kozad comes out on a trap. Also in the game right now for Northwest, Vance Wentz through the lane. Fennel drives, scoops the shot off the glass and good. And Jeremy Fennel with it. He's got 8 points. Full court pressure out of Avalon. Paul Harris working the point. 64-45, Northwest Missouri State in front. Bring the legs with the dribbles. He'll take it across the timeline right. Here to the timeline and gives it to Wentz on the right wing. Now he's been at left side for Pitts. Pitts with the drive to the free throw line. Back to Harris. Open wing on the right wing. Shot too hard. Fight for the board. And it's pulled away by Murillo for Avila. On the break to Fennell on the right wing. Hooks the pass. On the fast break. Gets it to Taylor. Lays it up and misses the shot. But a foul coming up on Northwest. And this should go on to Brett Doherty. And that will be Doherty's first foul. Breaking the action. 9-11 left in the game. They're going to give that for Harris instead. So Lyle Harris will get called for the foul. And that will be his first foul. But we've got a break in the action now. 9-11 left in the game. Northwest 64. Avila 45. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services online at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com.
After two misses at the free throw line by Taylor, Vance Wentz comes down the other end and knocks down a three for Northwest, 67-45. Northwest Missouri State in front of Avila with 8:40 left in the game. Pass right side is kicked by Justin Pitts as Finn will try to go into the left corner with it, but the kick will give the ball to Avila as he will inbound. Hi, Mag Water. I'm John Coffey. Brandon Travis is our studio engineer this evening. Inbound goes left side for Finnell. Out to the top of the key. Pulls up his dribble. And now we'll be forced to call a timeout. So breaking the action, 67-45. Northwest Missouri State in front of Avila. We'll keep it right here with Matt Gorder again on John Coffey. Matt, still overall, Northwest getting the type of test they really need out of Avila tonight. Northwest with it really pretty much in hand at this point, but Avila really making Northwest work here.
Yeah, the Cats have used a couple of runs to make this a bigger margin between the two teams, but in terms of overall competition level, it's been good from Avila, especially on the defensive end. I like how they've really made Northwest work offensively. You know, the Bearcats have played real good defense so far this year, and really the offense is what's always a little bit slower coming along. So to get that type of pressure defensively from Avila and allow Northwest to work on that has been a big plus tonight.
Ryan Sanchez into the game will inbound to Fenner on the right side to the top of the key. Down the lane left. Gets it left side at the elbow. Johnson, the jumper won't go, and Wentz with the rebound for Northwest. Gives it to Harris, and he'll take it across midcourt. Spins back right side, guarded by Johnson. Fires the dribble, now to Wentz on the right wing. Out to the top of the key, Cozad. Cozad out of a double team. Now to Harris. Harris through the lane. A little runner on the way, good, as Alao got it to fall. His first bucket of the game. 69-45, Northwest Missouri State in front with 7:51 left in the game. Fennell out to the top of the key. Sanchez out between the circles. Looks on the left side. And into the game is Devontae Lewis. Into the left corner. Three on the way. Good. And that is Murillo from that left corner. Murillo knocks down his second three of the game. And it's a 69-48 contest. Northwest in front of Avila. Harris handling the point duties for Northwest across the timeline through the lane to the bucket on the left side. Banks it in. Hits it. Strong drive to the bucket by Lyle Harris, the junior out of Columbia. 71-48 Northwest. Off the right side, Johnson. Brings it out to the top of the key, Sanchez. Now to Fennell at the top. To the free throw line. Through the lane, spins. Little shot fake and gets Kozad up in the air. And commits the foul as Fennell takes the shot. Misses it, but Grant will pick up the foul. And that, for Grant, should be his third foul. Earlier I gave Grant a foul that went on Snyder instead. But Grant picking up his third now. Fennell at the free throw line. Shoot two. First one on the way. Good. And he has 9 points. He only averages just under four a game. Kozad and Pitts to the sideline. Woods and Doherty back into the game for Northwest head coach Ben McCollum. 71-49 Northwest in front. Second free throw by Fennell on the way. Too hard off the back of the rim. And the rebound comes to Northwest and Lyle Harris. Lyle across the timeline right side. Gives it to Woods. Woods, left side Wentz. And Wentz into the left corner. Dribbles back out left side. Finds Woods. Now, left side Doherty on the pick and roll. And Doherty lays it up in and off the left. He goes into double figures with 10. 73-49, Northwest in front with 6:35 left in the game.
Great pass by Woods.
Fennell doubles on the right wing. Bounce pass right side for DeCry behind him. Goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest off the back of the foot of DeCry. 73-49, Northwest Missouri State up. Long inbound, finds Doherty between the circles still in the backcourt and gives it back to Harris. He'll take it across midcourt. Dribbles right side, down the lane right, just lowered his shoulder and went rolling toward the bucket and will draw the foul. Foul goes on Bradley Reed, that'll be Reed's first foul. Into the game, Keith Taylor and Jimmy DeCry goes to the sideline and back in is Cedric Johnson for the Eagles and Fennell to the bench. 73-49, Northwest in front, they've led the entire way. Avila cut it to 8 late in the first half before Northwest was able to get a 3 and go into the locker room up at halftime. On the right side, Woods out of Harris. Harris out top goes to Wentz on the right wing. 3 won't go, and the rebound pulled down by Avila. With it is Johnson. Dribbles to the right wing. Now top of the key. Looks to pass right side for Murillo. Murillo to the right baseline. Cut off. Now goes into the left corner and a whistle. And so you've got a foul coming up here.
I think the pass hit the baseline.
That's what I was thinking, but then I thought they were looking at the other way. So as it hits the baseline, the ball goes to Northwest as they will inbound. And it inbound toward midcourt goes to Woods. Now left side for Snyder. Now to Woods on the left side. Picks right, goes left through the lane, jumps up, and a little hook shot grazes the rim, and the rebound pulled down by Reed, and Reed races to the right side of the lane, pulls up 14-foot jumper, won't go, and the rebound Harris for Northwest. And Harris across the timeline left. Takes the top of the key, off the left wing for Wentz. One dribble out between the circle, Snyder. Now to Wentz. Wentz at the top, kicks it back right side, Woods. 5:14 left of the game. Northwest up 73-49. In the circles, looks right side. Harris on the wing. 3 on the way. Rims out. Rebound in the lane for Taylor and Avila. Gives it up to Cedric Johnson, and he'll take across midcourt left side, and even 5 minutes left. Back pedals. Out between the circles. Holds on. Now with the dribble goes left side. Finds Sanchez. Taylor out front. Right wing pass for Johnson, who's guarded by Wentz. Now trying to find Reed cutting through. Back to Johnson. Free throw line jumper won't go. Fight for the loose rebound, and it will go off of Harris out of bounds. 4:33 left in the game. Northwest 73, Avila 49. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More at 562-7562 or MarryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 4:33 left of the game. Northwest in front, 73-49. Their largest lead of the game right now at 24. Northwest coming out of the timeout. Vance Wentz on the floor along with Zach Snyder, Grant Cozad, Anthony Woods, and Lyle Harris. Avila inbound in the far right corner near their bench as Ryan Sanchez goes with the inbound and lobs it right side for Keith Taylor. Out front with the pass for Brandon Murillo. They look on the left wing, Cedric Johnson. Now out front right side is Ward to Sanchez. Pulls up, free throw line left. That is Johnson with the jumper from 15, knocks it down. Cedric Johnson with 14 points. He's their leading scorer in the game as well as on the season, 73-51. Northwest in front of Avila. Now Woods at midcourt out of a double team has the ball knocked out of his hands by Cedric Johnson. It goes out of bounds right in front of the scorer's table. Cats will inbound with 26 on the shot clock. 4-1 left in the game. Inbound into the backcourt goes to Anthony Woods. Woods being pressured by Johnson across the timeline right side. Left side pass finds Wentz. On the left wing, Harris getting a lot of playing time today. Out front, Woods looks on the right side, Wentz. Wentz at the top, goes right side. Snyder thought about the three, instead drives the baseline, hooks a pass to Kozak, cutting through the lane, misses short, gets his rebound. Put back is good, and a foul.
He missed the first one because he wanted 3 points out of it, so he knew if he got the rebound, he'd get that chance.
And he goes to the free throw line. That will be Ryan Sanchez's first foul. And Kozad, an 88% shooter at the line this season, is 3 of 4 from there today. Brad Doherty into the game, and Zach Snyder goes to the sideline for Northwest. Russell Sanchez to the bench, and Fennell back in for Avila. 3:35 left in this final tune-up for the MIAA season resumes in full force. Free throw by Kozad is good. He's got 8 points. 76-51 Northwest. 3.5 minutes left. On the right side, long three put up and knocked down by Brandon Murillo. That's his third three of the game. He's got 15 points. Inbound Kozad against the full court pressure as Woods now will take it and be double teamed in the backcourt. Pulls up the dribble, goes to Harrison. Harris across the timeline. Out between the circles, dribbles left. Crossover dribble down the lane he goes to the bucket, lays it up, and in. Lyle Harris with the drive to the bucket. He's got 6 points, 78-54, Northwest Missouri State in front of Avila. Fennel across the timeline to the free throw line, Murillo. Backpedals with the dribble, top the key, forces the three, nothing but net. And he's got 4 threes, 18 points now, and a 78-57 Northwest Missouri State lead over Avila. Long inbound against the full-court pressure. Woods, quick pass left side, Doherty drives, lays it up off the left side, misses. Taylor with the rebound. Avila goes to Johnson. Left side, Murillo, the three over Harris, misses, and Doherty with the board for the Cats. Avila Woods. And Woods pumped in the backcourt, and the foul coming up on Jeremy Fennell. That'll be his first. And this will get Northwest to the free throw line. 1-1 opportunity coming up for Northwest and Anthony Woods. Woods 1-1 so far in today's game. Again, he has struggled at the line, coming in just a 25% shooter, 6 of 22. And free throw here is too hard. Rebound, Doherty, back to Woods. And Northwest will set up the offense. Woods into the right corner. Out front, Harris. Dribbles left side. Out between the circles, cross-court right side, Anthony Woods. Woods drives the lane into left corner, finds Wentz open. Three on the way. Too hard. Fight for the board. And it is controlled by Avila inside as Murillo comes away with it. 78-57, Northwest in front of the Eagles. Center with the dribble on the right side. Goes low with the pass for Ward. Brings it back out front left. Murillo drives the lane, lost the handle on it. Picked up by Harris on the fast break. Leads Woods. Woods behind the back with a pass to Harris, who lays it up and in. Harris with 8 points, 80-57, Northwest Missouri State in front. Murillo, cross court, left side pass, Fennell brings it down, out top of the key, looks left side for Aaron Ward. Now to Cedric Johnson, out between the circles, Fennell. 1:36 left, Northwest with an 80-57 lead, as Cats look to pick up their ninth win of the season. Out front, cross court, right side, Murillo down the lane, drives on Kozad, who blocks it away, better bump and a foul. Grant will pick up his fourth foul. Got the block, but also got a lot of the body that time. And this will get Brandon Murillo to the free throw line. Murillo, a player who averages nearly 14 points a game, has 18. Yeah, 20 in their win over Rockhurst. And free throw here is good. His first free throw of the evening. 67% shooter at the line. Tom Lubinek back into the ball game and Taylor to the sideline with 1:25 left. 80-58, Northwest in front. Second free throw on the way, off the front of the rim, the backboard, and then in. So he goes to 20 points long, inbound to Wentz, out of the full court pressure. He has to leap up as it's in the front court and knock the ball away from Aaron Ward, who will also commit the foul as Ward picks up his third. Eighth team foul, so Northwest to the free throw line. Vance Wentz goes to the line. One of one on the season for Vance, the freshman out of Leawood, Kansas. Couple dribbles, free throw on the way, good. He has 4 points. 81-59, Northwest. Cats will go to 9-2 on the year. Second free throw is good as well. 82-59, Northwest. Fennel across the timeline, out between the circles, guarded by Woods. Out front left for Murillo. Looks on the left wing. Driving into the left corner is Johnson. Now back to Murillo on the left side to the top of the key. Back left side, Ward. The three on the way over Harris. Drains it. A line drive drops down as Aaron Ward knocks down his second three of the game. He's got 6 points total. Inbound, Woods. Woods through traffic to the free throw line. Bounce pass low right for Doherty with the shot off the glass and misses it. Went up with his left hand off the right side of the bucket. Draws the foul and get to the free throw line. As this foul coming up on Aaron Ward, that will be Ward's fourth foul. And Brett Doherty back to the line.
Kind of surprised that Avila's stuck with the full court pressure as much as they have, because really Northwest hasn't had any problems breaking it.
Doherty knocks down the free throw, his first of the game, and he goes to 11 points on the evening as well. 83-62 Northwest. Brad eyes the bucket, second free throw too hard. Rebound, Anthony Woods for Northwest. And Woods brings it back out as Northwest will set up the offense with 48 seconds left in the game. 28 on the shot clock. Left side is Harris. Harris fakes right, goes left down the lane, into the lane, up with the shot, blocked away from behind, but a going to have a held ball out of it as Cedric Johnson from behind was able to get a held ball called. Possession arrow, though, goes to Northwest. And Taylor back into the ball game as Lumiak to the bench. 40 seconds left, 22 on the shot clock as Northwest inbound baseline left. Harris holds it, now lobs it all the way up front for Wentz. It's stolen away, picked up by Taylor just into the ball game. Drives and slams it down with two hands. As Keith Taylor goes into double figures with 11 points. 33 seconds left in the game. Second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Doherty on the right side finds Wentz, who will drive the lane. Scoop layup is good. Vance Wentz lays it up and in. 85-64 Northwest. Been a long bounce pass left side and a foul, and the shot is good as Cedric Johnson was able to knock it down. And he'll get to the free throw line as he was fouled on the play. And let's see. Crozad picks up his fifth foul. He'll go to the sideline. This will get Zach Snyder off the bench and into the ball game with 20.5 seconds left. Cedric goes to the free throw line. He'll have one free throw coming his way after hitting the layup. Free throw on the way. Good. So he knocks down the free throw. A three-point trip down the floor for Johnson. Ward to the bench, and Bradley Reed in with 20.5 seconds left. And Northwest in front, 85-67. Can the full court pressure out of Avila. Inbound comes to Doherty, to Woods in the backcourt. Woods has done a good job handling this pressure, doing a lot of the point guard duties here in the second half. Into the front court, long pass left corner for Snyder. Skips it all the way up front right side as they play keep away, as Harris will take the pass. And now we'll just dribble out the clock here with 5 seconds left. Again, Northwest to improve to 9-2 on the season. Buzzer sounds, that's it. Northwest with an 85-67 win over Avalon, the final non-conference game of the year for the Cats. We'll be back and begin our post-game right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ollinger of Mound City. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, for voting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at maryvillemo.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Biertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 85-67. The final score, Northwest with the win over Avila, as Northwest goes to 9-2 on the season. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, Cats led wire to wire, kind of a game we expected, and I think the nice thing about this game that we talked about during the broadcast as well is just that Avila really gave Northwest a good tune-up for the rest of the season.
Yeah, one of the better efforts and ability out of an NAIA than we usually see come in here to Bearcat Arena. So definitely well worth the matchup for Northwest, better than most of the NAIA matchups that you see, and hopefully it'll have the Cats ready for the trip south this weekend.
Well, there's some discussion about why a New Year's Eve game here for this team right now, but it'd be quite a bit of a layoff between their last win, which was at the win over Fort Hays State going into the Christmas holiday in overtime to get back into the conference season. They wanted a little bit of a tune-up to get them back in game shape and ready to go for what should be a very tough trip down to Oklahoma here in the next week with a couple of big games with Central Oklahoma and Northeastern State.
Well, another thing to think about, too, is you know the timing of how games will be played during the season. You're going to see a lot of Wednesday, Saturdays, or you know games where there's 2 days between. So it kind of starts out the routine a game earlier for when you get into conference play and it is more of a routine through the rest of the season.
Northwest with the win. Again, 85-67, the final score. We'll be back, have the extra effort award for you. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. And from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. Support also comes from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville. KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers their buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m. daily. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union, the bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with the win over Avila tonight, 85-67. Time now for our extra effort award, and I'm looking at Connor Kirker. He had a heck of a game tonight, especially first half. Got a lot of playing time there in the first half and made the most of it.
And got beat up in the first half. I think that's where the extra effort comes in. Stats were pretty good for him tonight as well, but you talk about him being the leading scorer in the ball game, and then took a pretty good shot on his right hand, had to have his fingers taped up. Then later on in the first half, he went down really hard on his hip. It was one of those, let's hope there's not an injury with it. It was kind of an ugly fall, but he was able to come back out in the second half and play. So it was pretty physical for Connor tonight, but still, as I mentioned, ended up as the leading scorer in the ball game.
21 total points, 8 of 12 from the field, 4 of 7 from three-point range, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Also had 3 assists in this game as well, and kind of slacked off a little bit minutes-wise here tonight, 25 minutes. normally a guy that's up around 35, 38 minutes a game here up to this point, but again, a lot of players had a chance to play, and a lot of guys who didn't get a lot of playing time during the season really got some time here in the second half.
Yeah, and everybody that played scored, so you know, it all worked out well. And he might have played a couple more minutes had he not fallen on his hip late in the first half either.
So we look at some of the other totals. Northwest as a team shooting 55%, 41% from three-point range. They're 11 or 27 from there. 10 of 18 at the free throw line for 56%. And for Avila, they shot 52% from the field. Not a bad total there, 25 of 48. They were 8 of 16 from three-point range for 50% and 64% at the free throw line, 9 of 14. Northwest out-rebounded Avila by 1, 29-28. Cats with 8 turnovers for the game. That was just 2 in the second half. And for Avila, they ended up with 16 total turnovers. Northwest led in scoring by Connor Kirker at 21. Then 12 points for Zach Snyder, 10 points for Justin Pitts. Also 11 points for Brett Doherty tonight as well. The double-figure scores for the Cats. Two players in double figures for Avila, led by Brandon Morello with 20 points, 17 for Cedric Johnson. Actually, three players in double figures, and Keith Taylor had 11 points to round out the double figure scoring for Avila. Be back and have more for you on our post game, including some comments from Ben McCollum, head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog, Remax First Choice.
Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777. And from City of Maryville, home of Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Jock's Niche Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jock's Niche offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at JocksNiche.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at NWAV.com. And from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late-night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Support also comes from Nucor L&P in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State with the win, 85-67, as they defeat Abilene University in the final non-conference tune-up of the year before conference season gets really rolling in full force on that Saturday afternoon. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, I think you got a lot of that, what you wanted out of this ball game. A good test out of Avila, a very good NAIA team, came away with the win, and got a lot of players in the ball game here this evening.
Oh yeah, I thought that was exactly what we needed coming back out of break. You know, I thought Avila was just relentless defensively, and then, you know, offensively they ran their stuff very, very sharp, very difficult to defend. I thought it was absolutely perfect for us to play them coming out of break to try to tighten us up, sharpen us up a little bit, and obviously get guys back in their rhythm.
And really, to a certain degree, I think probably a little bit of a closer game than what the score indicates here.
Closer, yeah, I don't know. I part of it is the, you know, in these types of games, for some reason, they don't call out hand checks. And so, you know, when that happens, then, you know, it's New Year's Eve, and I think everybody wants to get out of here. So, you know, I felt like we were in pretty good control of the game as far as the score goes. And you know, I think that, I almost thought that the score was even more than what it was, I guess.
All right. As far as another key to this game, too, I thought it was nice with the type of pressure you're getting out of Avila, with a lot of full-court pressure and things, just 8 turnovers for your team.
Yeah, we do a good job of taking care of the basketball and being strong with it, and we did tonight and scored at a decent rate. We've got to get in and get some free throws up, obviously. You know, Brett, 1-for-6 again, and he's got to get – people are just going to start fouling him. You know, they're just not going to they're just not going to allow layups, just go foul them. And so we've got to get that addressed. We've got quite a few issues to address. But, we took care of the basketball. I thought we came out very, very focused. I thought we came out with good energy and good effort. And I thought that they gave us exactly what we needed out of this game. This is last year when we got beat by Central Oklahoma at home last year. And a lot of the casual things that we did today, we did against Central Oklahoma. And, you know, you do that against Central Oklahoma, you're going to get beat. And so this kind of gave us that rhythm back, got some of those mistakes out of our system, and helped us a ton.
I thought a guy that played well, especially in the first half, and took a couple hard hits out there, too. Connor Kirker ends up with 21 points and did a lot of damage to help open the ballgame up in the first half.
Yeah, he played excellent. And, you know, he's a tough kid, and he hit shots. And, well, he took the last 2 days off of practice just as far as his, we gave him and gave him heck that he was still on break. he had a rough couple practices, but you know, he got himself back in engaged, and you know, he's kind of been steady, and that's what we need out of him.
Now, again, you mentioned you get back into the conference season, a very tough swing coming up in Oklahoma here in the next few days, down to Edmond on Saturday with Central Oklahoma, and then you've got Northeastern State Monday night in Tahlequah, and a couple tough teams to open up for kind of the second portion of the season here.
Yeah, we've had a tough conference schedule. You know, we went on the road to start the conference with a young team, and then obviously had Hayes, who's excellent, come to our place, and now back on the road to the number one team in our conference, Central Oklahoma, and then Northeastern State, which that's as difficult a place to play as there is. So, yeah, I mean, we've got a young group that has to be ready and has to be ready to compete at a high level and you know, get in there and fight a little bit.
What are some of the things you're looking for against Central Oklahoma?
You know, they're going to press. They're going to play probably, I think I've counted, like 15 different defenses. They're just going to junk it up and play free and loose and casual. But they're very, very athletic, and they get loose balls, and they shoot it. And, you know, you really don't know what to expect when you play them, because they just play so free and loose. And so it's a difficult ball game for us to play.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you on Saturday down in Edmond.
All right. Thanks, John.
All right. That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. We'll come back and wrap things up after this 85-67 win over Evelyn. That's back with more right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 524 North Walnut in Cameron. Support also comes from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. Also from Bram Denfeldt Funeral Home in Maryville. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is at 660-582-4421 or at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. Also from the Store of Colors at First and Main in Maryville and on the North Belt Highway in St. Joseph. The Store of Colors supplies Benjamin Moore paint, flooring, window treatments, framing, and painting supplies. More at storeofcolors.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena as we wrap things up after a win over Avila this afternoon and evening, 85-67, the final score. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Again, Matt, a nice win for Northwest here to wrap up the non-conference portion of their schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Coach made a good point a few minutes ago just talking about how getting some of the things out of the way that happen after you've been on a long break before getting back into conference play instead of getting right back into conference play. And I think they accomplished that tonight and should be ready to go for the trip this weekend.
Down to Edmond, Oklahoma on Saturday afternoon to start things off. The women's game will tip off at 1:30 and the men at 3:30, and should be a couple of very good tests for both the men and women Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, we've talked about it a lot, how pretty much every night is a good test. I mean, there's very few times where even the teams in the bottom of the conference don't put forth a good effort. Even if the record isn't good, you know they're going to be playing hard, and that makes every game that much more interesting, and I think that's something that we'll see this weekend as well.
And for the Northwest Missouri State women, they tip off at 1:30. The men at 3:30. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 1:10 with our pregame. Again, Saturday afternoon from Edmond, Oklahoma, as Northwest faces Central Oklahoma, part of a trip through Oklahoma, with Northwest playing in Tahlequah on Monday evening as they'll be facing Northeastern State. For the Bearcats in this men game, they defeat Avila 85-67. Northwest improves to 9-2 on the season. Thanks to Brandon Travis, Engineering, the Bearcat Radio Network. For Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.